What's up, world? It's your boy West Coast Rail reporting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. As you can hear the song, shout out Logic featuring Eminem, Homicide. It goes with what we're going to be talking about today, and that is the Detroit Lions draft results. Now, at first, I really didn't like this draft class at all. I gave it like a C minus. But after, you know, a couple weeks, just looked at it, looked at some more film, look at what direction I believe they could be going. I can say I'm okay with the majority of it. There are certain picks that I have questions about. We'll see. You know, the players have to go out there and play, so, you know, they could prove me wrong. You know, but I'm going to give my opinion on it. And we're going to see what we can do about that from then. What I like for y'all to do, if you're listening, you can go ahead and comment. Leave me a voice message on here. You know, I'll definitely reply to everything that I get. So if you please leave a comment, you know, I appreciate it. With that being said, we're going to get into it. Now, number 8 pick, first round, Detroit Lions draft, tight end, TJ Hockenson out of Iowa. When that pick came in, I was initially upset. I wanted them to run as far away from a tight end in the first round as possible. I don't care where they would have went. I don't care who they would have drafted. It would have been better than going with a tight end. Everybody knows the last tight end that we picked in the top 10 was Eric Ebron. We all know how that went. But I'm not going to judge, you know, TJ off of Eric. All I will say to TJ is please catch more third down passes and more wide open passes than what Eric Ebron did, and you'll be just fine. One of the main reasons why I did not like this pick is because I don't think we used the tight end position enough. At all. I don't think Matthew Stafford throws to tight ends enough in order to make them, you know, good or bad. You know, Eric Ebron got thrown balls and, you know, he dropped a lot of them. And, you know, but that was something that they heard out of college, that there were some catches that he would make that were amazing and some that he just could not do. And this is what the Detroit Lions drafted at the top 10. So they don't have good tight end scouts. After looking at highlights from TJ, I know he can catch. I know he can block as well. I know he's a, you know, tough-nosed kid. But in my mind, he is just an average tight end. There's nothing that'll wow you about him. His size does not wow you. He's about 6'4", 6'5", about 280, 285. He's solid. He's a solid guy. But he's not like a world beater. He's not Gronkowski. Gronkowski is 6'7", 6'8". That's who they were trying to compare him to. And I don't really like this comparison of the Detroit Lions and the New England Patriots. I think we need to kill that noise because we are nowhere close to being New England. So I do not like the fact that we are getting New England players. Like, you know, it's okay to do that, but we're not New England. We are Detroit. There is nothing. We don't have Tom Brady. Let's get that out the way first. Let me go ahead and put that out there. We have Matthew Stafford. We do not have Tom Brady. So you need to go get some really, really good players. And I'm not saying go get New England players, because New England has Tom Brady. We have Matthew Stafford. I'll leave it at that. There's nothing else I need to say. So I don't like the notion that we are going after New England players. And one of those players was the second round pick. Jelani Travai, I hope I say his name right, or Travai, linebacker out of Hawaii. Didn't like this pick. I still don't like this pick. I think it was too high. It was a reach. And you were scared that New England was going to get him. Listen, let me go ahead and break this thing down right now. If Jelani does not turn out to be the Hawaiian Ray Lewis, this is a wasted pick. I don't care what y'all say. There is no way you're going to tell me that a linebacker from Hawaii was better than any of those cornerbacks that were right, you know, that were drafted after him. You know, there were still some top-rated quarterbacks available at that pick that we could have addressed tight end early. Now, I ended up liking what we got in the later rounds of this draft, cornerback-wise. But right here, we could have got something a little bit better. And then we went ahead and drafted Jelani because we were scared that New England was going to get him. Now, like I said, he better be the best linebacker I've ever. I'm telling you, if he's not the Hawaiian Ray Lewis, we're going to have a problem. And, you know, I don't think that he will be able to live up to being the second round pick. I just don't believe that. He has to start. And I don't think he's starting right away. So, with that being said, I think that was a wasted pick. I think that was a wasted pick for sure. Now, I'll go ahead and give him the benefit of the doubt and, you know, test him out, because I don't want to judge him right away. But he has to show me something. Like, the Detroit Lions, y'all reached on this one. And I believe this is the pick that will make or break Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. This right here, he has to come out and be, oh my God, scary. And I don't think he is that play. I think he's more of a depth secondary guy than he is a second round pick starts too. Like first round and second round, those are your starters. Those are people who are going to be competing for starting jobs. Now, I think that Jelani can go to the outside. I don't think he's a middle linebacker. I think he's an outside linebacker. I still think Gerard Davis is our middle linebacker, even though I liked him coming out of Florida. But I wanted Devin White. Like, I wanted that linebacker out of LSU. I think he would have been very good alongside Gerard Davis. But now you have Jelani. Now, hopefully, Jelani can cover better than any other linebacker can. I think that's one of the reasons why we got him. Is, you know, because of he can tackle and he can cover. So I pray that translates on the field. You know, my whole philosophy is on defense. I look at where you went to school at because I want to see the competition that you had to go against every single day. On offense, I look at it as a skill set. You know, footwork, you know, far as wide receivers goes, route running, stuff like that. That stuff can translate because it doesn't matter. If you're a great route runner, you'll be a great route runner regardless of whatever competition you're around. That just, you know what I'm saying, that stuff you can teach. Defense is more toughness than it is anything else in my mind. So if you didn't go, if you weren't a part of a tough conference, then I don't view as a tough football player in a way. You know what I'm saying? You know, I understand, hell, Jelani probably could have went anywhere. He just chose Hawaii because that's where he's from. You know, he just wanted to stay close to home. So I get that. You know, he probably could have went to USC or something like that. You know how, you know, big-time Hawaii guys, they do go to USC and stuff like that. They go to California. You know, but that being said, I hope that, you know, Jelani can come out and become a starter alongside Gerard Davis and Devin Kennard. I just hope that, you know, he can actually find his way and be a sleeper, because I don't like this pick. I kind of don't like the tight end pick, even though I hope that Matthew Stafford finds a weapon. But we'll see about that, you know. Only time will tell. So with that being said, I'm going to let him go. I'm going to let him breathe. I'm going to let him develop. And we'll see what happens, because if it doesn't crack out, that was a hell of a wasted pick. And I'm sorry to say that will set Detroit Lions back a few years. Now, third round pick, safety, Will Harris out of Boston College. He's a big safety. He is a great tackler. He does locate the ball. He is tough. He's a tough safety. With us losing Glover Quinn through free agency, we had to get somebody. We might have could address that safety position with the number second round pick. So we'll time will tell. But I like Will Harris. I think he has some upsides. You know, we still have Quandre Diggs, so we'll see what the safety position is going to be like. I think that is going to be the real question. I think it is Will Harris's position to lose, but we'll see. We'll see what happens in it. Fourth round pick. But let me just say this. Fourth round pick, fifth round pick, sixth round pick, and a seventh round pick. I like their day three picks than I did their day one and twos. There are some sleepers in rounds four through seven that I want to go over that I think everybody should definitely pay attention to during training camp and during the season, because I think there's a couple of players that I know is going to make some impact on this team. With that being said, fourth round pick, Austin Bryant, defensive end out of Clemson. Love this pick, actually. Love this pick. He's a champion. You know, I remember seeing him on the D-line versus Alabama, so I know that he can play for sure. Clemson is one of those programs now that have very good talent coming in and out of it, defensively and offensively, for sure. So I trust this pick. Surprised he fell this far. He probably wasn't like the top, you know, rated guy in the whole thing, but I know he's solid. And a long shot, A'shaun Robinson and Snacks Harris, I think he'll be just fine. Let him go ahead and be in that competition, that rotation. You'll see his name will be called a few times during the season. Trust and believe. Fifth round pick. This is one of the sleepers that I personally like. I know I'm a butcher his last name, but just bear with me. Cornerback, Amani Okorie. Cornerback out of Penn State. Now, I'm a Big Ten guy. I'm a Michigan State fan. Go green, go white. I've seen Amani play Michigan State. Now, I know he plays very well. You know, I know he is a ball hawk cornerback. He is a lockdown corner. He is lanky. You know, I like tall, long arms cornerback. He might not be as tall. I think he's about 6'1", 6'2". But, I mean, that is pretty tall for a cornerback. But I just like his length. It's better than anything else. He is a tough-nosed guy coming out of a blue blood program at Penn State. He was the top cornerback for Penn State, so I know he went through some competition. So with that being said, I know he's going to hold his own in this training camp. Fighting side of long guys with Darius Slay, Tease Tabor, and the cornerback we also got out of the Seattle Seahawks. I don't quite know his name right now. But I know he's in there for a reason. I know he's going to play just fine. And as long as we got like two or three guys who we can rely on game in and game out for now, I'm all for it. I think Amani will be in that rotation for sure. So look out for him. You know, keep an eye on him during training camp and in the preseason for sure. Sixth round pick. We have 2 6-round picks here. Wide receiver Travis Fulgham out of Old Dominion and running back Ty Johnson out of Maryland. Now, Travis Fulgham reminds me a lot of Kenny Galladay. I think that he is going to be a very good player for us. I like the way he runs his routes. Like I say, I don't count the competition when it comes to offense, because I believe offense is more skill than anything else. So your competition, unless you're like a running back, even though running backs, it really doesn't matter. I think it's all skill in my mind. Like, it really is all skill. Do you have the skills to do it? Because I remember Tariq Cohen coming out of the SWAC division. I seen his highlight tape, and I just knew he was going to light it up, because I seen that highlight tape. I was like, Tariq Cohen is going to be a beast. And he went to Chicago, and look what. Every third down he's on, I'm telling you, they do something with him. They can't catch him. He has some shiftiness, some quickness that you just can't teach. And I don't care where you're from. I don't care what school you go to. If I can see that on a highlight tape that you got skills, you can juke somebody to death. Like, I don't care what the competition looks like. I know you can do that against anybody. Now, when it comes to defense, it's a little different. Because if you're going against Rudy Poop motherfuckers on offense, you know, especially if you're a cornerback, you know, you can have good skills. But once again, if you don't have a good 40 time or you don't have a good reaction time or good recovery speed, you're not going to be a great cornerback no matter how, you know, how bad you want it. You know, you can be pretty good in the red zone when you only got to cover for 20 yards. But you got to cover a whole damn football field? No, you're not going to be that good. You're going to get, you know, toasted a lot more than anything. And, you know, I look at that as Tease Tabor. You know, I thought he was an okay corner at Florida. But once you run that 4-5, and I told myself, if I ever see him get smoked on a fly route, I know then that was a bad pick. First time I seen him out there, he got smoked. Fly route. Touchdown. I said, yep, bad pick. Nothing you can do about it. Ain't like he wanted to get smoked. Hell, he just couldn't keep up. So I don't think that Tease Tabor will be with the Detroit Lions for too much long. I know they like him a little bit, but I don't believe that's gonna continue for sure. But I do think that Travis Fulgham out of Old Dominion, the wide receiver, will be a great third receiver. I know Damian Amendola signed with us from Miami, former New England Patriot, former champion. So I know he's going to bring a level of toughness to that wide receiver position as far as, you know, slot wide receivers go. I know he's going to do great. And Travis will also be in that mix as well. He reminds me of Kenny Galladay. He's not as tall. Kenny is about 6'3", 6'4". Travis is 6'2". But he runs very crisp routes and he catches the ball with his hands. He locates the football and he catches it for sure. So that's one of the skills that I look for in seeing if you can actually be a great wide receiver at all. You know, and he does. He checks all those boxes. He's not afraid of going across the middle and catching the ball. A wide receiver who I really wanted was DK Metcalf. I wanted DK so bad, and y'all will see why when he's, because he got drafted by Seattle, so y'all see why I wanted him so bad for Detroit. I wish Detroit would have got him instead of that linebacker out of Hawaii, but we're going to, you know, I'll let that rest for now, but you watch what DK does, and I just look at him as a Julio Jones, a Calvin Johnson that could have been here and could have put them people in the seats, because you can draft all these fit guys. It's a system, so they're all system guys. They really don't wow you with anything, but they're very good at everything. And if you think that works, then you can go ahead. But I'll let you know, this is Detroit, and you know you're not New England. So there's some calls that New England will get that Detroit will not get, and the only way you can get around that is to have better players. There is no system. You have to have talent to win in Detroit. You just can't have system guys that can pick up things quickly. Man, you can either pick something up, or you can be a tough motherfucker. Which one you want to do? I'd rather you be tough than anything else. I loved it. Listen, people hate it in Ndamukong Suh, but I loved him. I loved every penalty flag he drew, every player he stepped on. I don't care if he spit in somebody's face, poked somebody in the eye. I love every single bit of it because you know what? It put fear in people's hearts. They feared Detroit. They feared getting tackled by him because they knew he was going to fuck him up. He was scared to run to his side. He was like, man, I don't want to get tackled by Ndamukong. Hell no, I ain't about to get hit. I ain't going over there on Sioux side. No, you better go on with the bullshit. Better run left. We not doing that. Motherfuckers. Say power right and shit. I'm going power left. Shit, I'm gonna miss this on purpose. We're not going now. Yeah, like I didn't hear the play. I didn't hear the play, coach. I didn't hear it. But yeah, I love that because that actually put fear in people's hearts. And it really, he, in my mind, captured the city. The city is dirty, tough, flagrant than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, we you know, Detroit is tough. Detroit ain't soft. Detroit ain't bend but don't break. No, we tough. We'll spit in your face. We don't care. We ain't about that bullshit. We for real. Like, we'll slap your mama. We don't care. I'm telling you, we don't care. I want players that don't care. You know what I'm saying? I want defensive players that are a little crazy. A little bit out there. Because you have to be to play defense in the NFL. Or anything, period. High school, don't matter, college. Playing defense, you got to have a little screw loose. I don't like getting the goody two-shoes players. Like, goody two-shoes players do not, in my mind, capture wins. Just because you're a great human being does not mean you're the best football player. You know what I'm saying? So, understandably, I mean, hell, Ray Lewis, you know, murdered somebody. I mean, hell, look at him. He was the best defensive player I've ever seen. You know? So, I have no clue of, you know, I look at it like that. I don't look at it through the other thing. And the other sixth round pick, Ty Johnson, running back, Maryland. I just think it's a depth pick. There's nothing about Ty Johnson that's going to wow you. He does catch the ball pretty well. But when I seen him, because like I said, I'm a Big Ten guy and I know Big Ten players. This one, he was pretty good. He is a pretty good running back. But he's, I mean, once again, there's nothing going to wow you about him. He is just as solid as Zach Zinner is. You know, and I know that they're looking to replace Theo Reddick eventually because they're not going to be able to pay him again. And I know they just signed C.J. Anderson out of Denver. So, I mean, I just think Tyler's is going to be a depth guy. And I don't think he's really going to make an impact this next season. So, you know, with that being said, just, you know, Tyler's just getting his name on the jersey. And, you know, I'm glad he's getting a little contract, you know, get some money. And look for him on another team to maybe do some things, but not on this one. Seventh round pick, Isaac Nada, tight end, Georgia. Reminds me a lot of Jeremy Shockey. I like the way he catches the ball. I like his toughness. I like that tight end toughness. He is a tough tight end. And he catches the ball just like anybody else. There is not, in my mind, there is no difference between TJ Hockenson and Isaac Nada. There is no difference to me. Field of play, there is no difference. One went all the way to the... One played in the SEC, the other in the Big Ten, so... Both competitions are pretty fucking good. I'm surprised that he lasted. I guess the tight ends were not that shocking. Were not valued enough in this draft. Because he should not be a seventh round pick. He should have been at least a fourth round pick. Something like that. In my mind. Watching this highlight tape, I know he's a very good catcher. And he does block as well. Because you have to block for those running backs that they got back there in Georgia. So I know he's just going to do just fine. Another depth pick. I wonder what they're going to do with the other tight ends. Jesse James got signed from Pittsburgh. What are they going to do with all these tight ends? That's just four right now that I know of. So you already have... So you have TJ, Isaac, Jesse James. That's three. You have... Robinson out of Toledo. I'm Michael Robinson. I believe he's still there. So that is four right there. So I'm like, what are you going to do with all these tight ends? Because you need to incorporate the tight end position. Listen, I tell you like this. For them doing two tight ends in this draft, I know this much. Top three receiving this year, a tight end better be in that category. I better not see three wide receivers. I better see a tight end in that eventually. Because you're not about to sit up here and waste all these damn picks on tight ends and then not fucking use them. So, that's all I got to say about that. They better fucking get on track with that too. Matthew Stafford better be looking for the tight ends next season. And also, the last pick, don't worry about him. He's an undersized D-tackle. P.J. Johnson, Arizona. Okay, guys. Once again, just a depth pick. We already have A'shaun Robinson and Snacks Harris. We don't really need, you know, defensive tackle too much. But we'll see what he does. And once again, it's just one of those picks that I'm just like, okay, whatever. They could have got a they could have got a punter or a kicker in the seventh round. I'd have been like, okay, we'll see what he does. But just to wrap up that draft, once again, I mean, I gave it a C minus. I'm looking at like a C plus, maybe a, man, I'll say a C plus. I have to see about these group. I want to know who stands out in training camp, who stands out in the preseason, and then I can judge it better on that. Initially, it's a lot of guys that are just glue guys. There is no like star in this draft. People want to say TJ, fine. We'll see about that. I think Travis will do better than TJ will. So we'll see about all that. I'm just letting y'all know that right now. We'll see. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 defensive players and 1, 2, 3, 4 offensive. So, I mean, pretty even. I like the defensive picks, except for that linebacker out of Hawaii. But other than that, we'll see what everybody else has. And some notable undrafted free agents. Offensive tackle Ryan Pope, San Diego State. 145,000 guaranteed salary and a 20,000 signing bonus. Pretty significant for an undrafted free agent. He is 6'8". 6'8", I believe, almost like 300. So he's pretty big. But I don't like tall tackles. I really do not like tall tackles. I remember the tackle that we got. I think he was like 6'7", out of Kansas State. I forgot his last name. But I remember he used to get blown up because, you know, when you're a tall tackle and you mess around with a short defensive end, it's leverage wins. So the defensive end is already underneath you. All he has to do is just pop you, and you're going to, like, fly back. And that's the one thing I don't like about tall tackles. I'd rather my tallest tackle will be 6'6 to 6'5. That's about as tall as I want you, because I want you to be even with any defensive end in order to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to be too tall because, you know, like I said, the taller you are, the harder you fall. And it's, and, you know, if you're a very good defensive end, you like tall tackles. You hate them at the same time, because especially if you got like long arms, you'll hate them. But if you don't have long arms and you're 6'8", you're gonna get taken advantage of. If you're not tough enough, you definitely will get taken advantage of. And leverage wins. Most of the times you're gonna be taller than your defensive end, and all they have to do is get his hands underneath your pads, and you're at his mercy. So with that being said, we'll see what Ryan Pope has. San Diego State 6'8" tackle. The biggest signing, the biggest undrafted free agent signing this year. Second one, offensive guard out of Wisconsin. I can't even pronounce his name, but BAU. I said BAU. Nah, it's probably something else other than that, but Ben Swizzle. I'm not even gonna continue that. Y'all know his name. Look him up. Google him. Offensive guard out of Wisconsin. They were shocked he went undrafted. He's one of the top offensive guards in the draft. So I'm glad that we got him. I like West. Anytime you can get a Wisconsin offensive lineman, it's a good thing. Because you know that they're running the ball at Wisconsin. So with that being said, I know that this guy is going to be a very good run blocker for sure. With Kerryon Johnson in the backfield, that's all I want. More, giving it more to Kerryon, less of putting it in Matthew Stafford's hands. Because I believe, once again, Matthew Stafford is the problem. If you guys want to argue with me and say that Matthew Stafford is not the problem, everyone else is, I look at it like this. Tom Brady does more with less than Matthew Stafford would ever do with. So you have to understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Matthew Stafford has the exact same build as Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? He's not a mobile quarterback. He can't run from anybody. So with that being said, he has to rely on his arm and his eyes to do everything with him. And Matthew Stafford makes too many bonehead mistakes. He doesn't complete a lot of throws that I look for. I'm like, that matter enough to generate wins. Matthew Stafford's been here for too long. His contract is ridiculous still. He did not deserve that contract. I don't care what the Detroit Lions fans want. I would much rather want you to go and go get you a mobile cornerback than to have Matthew Stafford messing everything up for the Detroit Lions right now. We'll never win anything significant with Matthew Stafford in the backfield. Period. You can, matter of fact, I'm putting money on that. I could put however much you want to bet on. I'll put money on that. I bet you won't put no money on that. I bet you that. I bet you you won't put no money on Matthew Stafford winning anything significant. Try to. Go ahead. Put some money down. I'll take all bets. I don't care. Name your price. I don't care. I know I'm not going to lose, so I don't care. I'm never going to lose, so what do you want? What's significant to you? Matter of fact, you want one playoff win? He might can luck up a playoff win, but you're not getting to the NFC Championship game ever. Like, you don't need a perfect team. Like, stop with the he needs weapons. No, he needs to get his mind corrected. He needs to be able to see a damn defender in his way when he's throwing the damn football. Turn the ball over less. Get less interceptions, and we'll get more wins. How about that? Less interceptions, we'll get more wins. Run the ball a little bit more. Get the ball out of his hands a lot more. We'll be okay. You have Danny Amendola. I'm looking for you to give their interior guys more looks. Tight ends, slot guys need more targets if you want to win. Attack the middle of the field. Make the middle of the field your bitch. No matter what. I don't care. Listen, I don't care about yards after the catch in my mind. I just want y'all to catch the ball and get first down. Touchdowns will come. I'm not worried about that right off the bat. But, you know, because we don't have superstars. So we have to dink and dunk our way down the field. You know, we'll get the home run hitters every now and again. But I'm not looking for Detroit to be Pittsburgh or anybody else, those high octane offenses that, you know, chunk plays down the field. No, I don't, Kansas City. I don't believe we're going to be anything like that. I think we have to at least score 21 points a game in order to win more than 10 games. We have to score more than 21 points a game. So with that being said, we just got to get to 21. We'll see what happens after that. But, you know, I just want the defense to stop somebody. I think our defensive line is going to be good enough to actually help us get some wins. Help Matthew Stafford get more chances because I know he's going to turn the ball over. But, you know, I know he's a pretty good quarterback in the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, he's terrible in the first three quarters. And then all of a sudden, he can resemble Tom Brady in the fourth. I'm just hoping that he can switch that all up. Like, be Tom Brady 1-3, and then you'll have 21 points before you turn into yourself in the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? So, help us out by getting more points in the first, second, and third quarters so that we don't have to be New England in the fourth in order to win a football game. That being said, there's one more pick. There's one more undrafted free agent that I want you guys to know, and that's Donald Parman. Donald Parham out of Stinson, tight end, 6'8". Last year had 85 catches for 13 touchdowns. Reminds me, he has a build up for Mercedes Lewis. I like his. I like 6'8". I like that. He looks like he's not a built guy. He's not a big Gronkowski guy. He's more of a wide receiving tight end. You look at him, like I said, Mercedes Lewis was a prime example. I think Mercedes Lewis was about 6'7", 6'8", out of UCLA. He's going to be just as good. I think so. Stinson, once again, once you're on the offensive side, I don't look at what school you went to. I look at, do you have skills? He has ball tracking skills. He can catch high points. I know Matthew Stafford likes those type of guys. I look for us to, in the red zone, use our height. Matter of fact, you should have a tall lineup. when you get in the red zone, I said, tall. Everybody that is 6'6 and taller will go out there and be able to catch a damn ball. And you will run. I'm telling you, there's certain, those are the type of gimmicks, as far as lineup wise goes, that I feel like Detroit will actually benefit from if they use it the right way. So they can actually turn this into a very good positive. They just have to know how to do it. And I'm looking for them to use some of these offensive guys that they have in order to, you know, expose some of the team's weakness. If you don't have a lot of tall guys on defense, we got a couple tall guys on offense. We can use them. I'm just looking for this team to be a whole lot better. But once again, it will come down to Matthew Stafford. No matter how much help, quote unquote help, he needs, he's been needing help for years. Tom Brady ain't asked for no help. I'm sorry to say, y'all have got to get that out of your mind. That is an excuse. Tom Brady has not asked for no help. He had Randy Moss. He did his thing with him. But guess what? He's won championships without help. He did not have the perfect team. You don't need the perfect team. Hell, you need the perfect quarterback. Clearly, shit. We don't have the greatest quarterback. So I understand why you're like, oh, he needs more help. But I'm just saying, once he has that help and he fails, what are you gonna? You're gonna always ask for more help. It doesn't matter. You will never be satisfied. You will always ask for more help because you feel the Detroit Lions are not doing their best. I believe they are trying to do their best. Obviously, they have some bonehead motherfuckers in the front office, but they do what they, you know, they do what they can. And Matthew Stafford, I'm sorry to say, but you do have some help. Now, I hope that the offensive line can stay healthy enough for you, because I do think we have an okay offensive line. Like I said, we have that undrafted free agent out of San Diego State and the offensive guard out of Wisconsin, who was the top-rated run blocker. So I think that, with that being said, we can improve running the ball and also pass blocking. Which I say, you know, all tackles have to step their game up. And Taylor Decker, improve. Rick Wagner, improve. And I believe everything will be okay. Next season, it's a coin flip to me. Defensively, I have to see us look good. Offensively, I think we're going to be okay. We didn't really lose too many guys on offense, so I'm not looking us to go down anything. You know what I'm saying? We were even kill passing and rushing. You know, we weren't at the top of anything, but we weren't at the bottom either. So I'm looking us to stay the same. I'm hoping that we can increase the running game a little bit more. So I'm hoping that we'll run the ball more with Kerryon Johnson, hopefully, and pray he can stay healthy enough to keep us going. We're not going to run him to death next year. That's why we have C.J. Anderson. That's why we drafted Ty Johnson. We still have Theo Riddick. So with that being said, you know, I'm looking for Kerryon to get 15 carries a game. You got to do what you got to do with 15 carries, which actually, in my mind, helps. Because now, if you know your own number count, you know in your mind, okay, when I get the ball, I got to do something. Now, that also may hurt you sometimes because you might be trying to get yards and then, you know, extend the football and fumble it and stuff like that. So you always got to worry about that. But when the opportunities come for you to blast off, man, you got to do that. Make sure that these running backs know, you know, this ain't the time to play around. Like, everybody going to get their shot. But if you can't, you know, you can't make your shot count, nothing we can do for you. I think Kerryon is a great running back. I just think that, you know, with the right offensive line and the right system, he can do very good things. So we'll see what happens. And with that being said, next season, I look for us to win about 6 to 7 games. I don't see us making the playoffs. I would be shocked if we did. I'd be happy if we did. But I'm being realistic. I'm thinking about 6-7 wins. We'll see what our real weakness is next year. Hopefully it's not the secondary. I'm hoping that we can do some things, but I know we do have some weaknesses in some areas. Linebacker is one of the weakest positions in my mind in the defensive side. So with that being said, if we can't stop the run, I don't see us winning that many games at all. So with that being said, please leave your comments. subscribe to your boy. I'm gonna make sure I continue to make these podcasts for y'all, giving you my opinions on everything, sports, music, movies, everything, entertainment. Right now, I just did the Detroit Lions because I'm a Detroit Lions fan. You know, I bleed that blue on some real stuff. So with that being said, I've been there since we was 0-16. I've been there through Barry Sanders. I've been through all of it. Trust me, I'm so heartbroken by this team. Like, I'm super numb. I try to go to another team. I just can't. I don't know what it is. I just can't. I am stuck with this team until the day I die. So I'm going to continue to complain about them. I'm going to continue to talk about them. I hope that y'all can leave your comments on here. Leave me a voice message. I'm going to respond to everybody. I'm going to get to everybody. I promise you. You ain't heard the last from me. Stay tuned. Next week, I'll jump off another topic. Probably the NBA playoffs. Tell you about some matchup things. I'm going to talk about the Detroit Pistons as well. So until then, have a blessed day, a blessed week, and a blessed year. Thank you for listening. Peace.